Good morning. It is 7:22. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. More news, traffic, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour as usual. But right now, it's time for our monthly update on the financial news around the world and here in the United States with Bill Roller of BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. It's another great day here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's pretty boring in the market.
Well, that's good to hear, right?
The trendless volatility here, the summer doldrums, is continuing. Markets are just off a little bit right now. Dow's down about 20. The big news out there is the Bank of England lowered its key interest rates by a quarter point, which they're still trying to cope with the whole Brexit vote there from June 23rd.
Now, what does that mean when they lower like that for a quarter of a point? What's the overall impact?
Well, it's basically what it does is put more money in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so monetary stimulus there that puts more money in circulation that they hope will continue to pump up their economy, because the vote, some of the economic news coming out there is saying, gee, there's going to be some impacts there, and there are going to be some costs imposed on their economy, so they're trying to offset that.
So now let's focus right now on our economy a little bit. I hear future president, hopefully, Trump, talking about a $20 trillion deficit that we have for the United States. How long can we maintain that?
Question is, that depends. When you have an economy that's growing very quickly, like the typical rate has been, some of the predictions I saw from that was a great article in the Wall Street Journal today that said the early predictions when the whole stimulus thing got going back in 2009 was that the economy was going to grow at 4.5%. Well, you can take care of a lot of debt and retire it at that kind of growth rate. Unfortunately, the GDP is now coming in at 1.2. So the impact of all that debt is quite a bit higher. It's going to take a lot longer to pay it off. So it's going to be a drag on the economy much longer than was predicted.
True. And it's like doubled in the last, 8 years?
Well, that's right. The whole idea was when it first came out, the whole shovel-ready projects, that it was going to jumpstart the economy and, this huge amount of growth, that it would be a push, that it would be retired. Well, the problem is, like anything, you got to be very careful of your assumptions, because if things don't work, you're in much worse shape, and that's certainly what happened, and that's what this article in the Wall Street Journal said.
Yeah, they were talking about some of the infrastructure things that they were going to be shovel-ready, and nothing really came around, did they?
Well, that's correct. Nothing came around. You still had the impact of unions requiring, being paid along the way. You had certainly all the whole time that it takes to put a development project through. I mean, just think of how things are there in Hillsborough, how long it takes to get through the local county to get the development stuff taken care of.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years that in the making, even for Intel to be doing their expanding.
Exactly. So without the federal government coming out there and saying, hey, you got to do this quickly. And by the way, we're going to get rid of the whole prevailing wage stuff in order to make the impact even larger, nothing happened. It just basically got lost in a giant morass black hole.
Is it typical during the summertime that the markets would be so, iffy or not move a lot?
The data on that is mixed. There's an old saying on Wall Street, sell in May and go away.
Oh, wow.
Certainly, that used to be the case when everything was concentrated in New York and people would just head to the Hamptons. It's become a little bit less like that, certainly seeing more volatility. 2 years ago, we saw huge moves there in June and July. I think Mark Twain said it best, September is the most dangerous month except for every other one.
Right. Well, nowadays, you can do your market trading on a laptop from anywhere, so...
Well, that's right, and certainly not just your laptop, but supercomputers are doing it for you without even thinking about it.
True.
So that adds a huge amount of trendless volatility.
Can you imagine that you throw your money into there, and like you said, the computer makes the decisions for you? That's kind of scary.
Well, it's the same thing as just flying on an airplane. These days, the autopilot is doing most of the work, and the humans are just watching. And that seems to be the case in the financial markets as well.
Yeah, I'm still not up to speed with the self-driving cars yet either. So there you go.
It's going to take a while on that one, but
I'll never trust it. Bill Roller is at BR Capital. He's Vancouver. Your phone number, sir?
Is still 800-562-7096.
And on the web?
Is brcapitalinc.com. Always love to hear from people.
Well, we always appreciate your updates. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Be safe out there.
It's 728. This is the Westside Morning Report. More news, traffic, and weather in 2 minutes.